and welcome to the OTR podcast for March 15th, 2014. I am your host, James. With me, as always, is
Will,
Corey,
Caleb,
and yeah, I screwed up there. My bad. Anyways, what is up, guys? Will, what have you been playing tonight? This week, I should say.
I finally finished playing Black Flag, which I would give it 8.5 out of 10. It's truly one of the best looking games. Like on the current gen right now, it really is. And if I have more time to play with it, I mean, this game is huge with a lot of missions. It's like Borderlands on crack, how far I have to go. I mean, but it's a lot of fun, and I'm really excited from what the ending of this one was for the next game coming out in the one we heard. There's two of them coming out in this year, but the ones for
Yeah, I didn't quite understand. They said ones for past gen, ones for current gen.
Yeah.
So is that, are they two separate stories, or is it the same game, different engines?
It's got to be the same story, you would think, because why would you do two different ones with a different story on the old gen? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but they didn't really
They probably have two teams working on it, one that code and the other one's the other code. Like the new gen, the current gen is the what's it called? The nickname for one of them, what's it fucking called? It's like, it starts with an A. But anyways, I think there's two different groups working on
Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two, was it Comet and something
overall,
else?
I mean, overall, the sea was beautiful. Like when you're boating around, like the crew sings sea chanties.
Yeah, I love those.
Shanties.
Yes.
Shanties.
So two things. One, do you have a poltergeist in your house? Because there's a lot of movement on the thing behind you. Or is that just a fan?
It's Trinity, most likely.
No, to the right or to your left, I guess. Nope, otherwise, sorry. Yeah,
no,
there's a lot of movement on.
Fan.
Okay. Number two, there's an update on your stolen PS4, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, yes. I got a call today from the detective, and he said, you have two options. You can he can pay the restitution to you, which would either be you're going back to the pawn shop, wherever it's at, I'm not sure where it's at, and get it back. If it's not there, he's going to have to reimburse me the full price of everything that was stolen. Or go to jail.
Yes. Or go to jail. Yeah, because if you can't afford it.
The PlayStation alone is a felony. Anything over $300 is a felony. And he's only like, he was born in like 93, so he's only barely 18.
Yeah.
And he has a criminal past because he said that this guy's going to go to prison for a while.
Oh, I feel really bad.
What a
fucking asshole.
Horror story.
I'd rather have either the PS4 or the money, and I can at least do something with that than get nothing.
You can sell it to Corey.
$200.
For pennies at a time.
It's 97 cents at a time, apparently.
No, listen, Will.
Or sorry, Corey. Sorry, what? Sorry?
Me, what I would do is if I had one stolen from me, and I got one to replace it, and I had a buddy who didn't have one. Me, personally, I'm the type of guy, I'd probably give it to him.
Well, the problem is I spend an additional $400 for my tax return. Then
You are right. But still, I actually had that done to me. A buddy of mine gave me, he had bought a new PlayStation 3 because the new model came out.
Yeah.
Gave me his old one, so.
It all comes down to whether I probably won't even see the PS4. The problem is I probably won't see the PS4 because I guarantee he's probably not in the pawn shop anymore. So he's probably just have to give me the cash value of it, you know, because that's what the officer said.
Yeah,
But I doubt their PS4, if it was a pawn shop, it's probably gone by now. I mean, there's no way it's.
Pawn shops are actually supposed to call the cops before.
Only if the serial number was on file.
His shit wasn't. He didn't register his shit, so he can't really claim.
Oh no,
it was
I did register, but the system fucked up on me because I registered everything.
Didn't have the
serial. Amazon fucked up too. Amazon is the stupidest people out there. How are you going to ship 2+ million PS4s and not have one serial number tracked at all?
Yeah. Most places do. That's what threw me off when we first found out about it. So Moonlit says that it's good because most people don't ever see their shit again anyways. But we'll see.
I honestly didn't think you were gonna see any kind of result, but
no.
I'm really happy you did.
Like, we got crackheads to deal with. This is fucking Florida. Your PS4 is last in line.
The turnaround was only, let's see, from it was January 14th to what? So it's about 2 months' time. I mean, they probably got further on this case than the other case they probably have right now.
It was easy for him. He's like, this is easy. I want to do this one again.
Oh, geez, it's a slow day. What do we got? Stolen PS4. All right, let's get to it.
Let's go ahead and do
it. This guy's been sitting here for a little bit. We'll get to it.
I feel his pain.
What about you, Corey? What have you been doing this week?
Not much. Haven't gotten the game a whole lot. I did play some Deadfall Adventures, which was a little more disappointing than I thought it would be. It's basically like a first-person Uncharted, but that's a very high-level description of it. It does not play like Uncharted. It has a theme like Uncharted. But the controls are not that great. The graphics aren't that great. The voice acting's Herocious.
Herocious.
A new word. Herocious. Horrible.
Coining new terms or terming new coins. Sorry.
It's like Horatio. But played about like 6 hours of that. I might not finish it. I don't know. It's kind of boring. I did play a little bit of Dirt 3 just as a pickup game, and that's about all I've played, unfortunately, this week.
Yeah. What about you, Caleb? What have you been doing this week?
Lounging around. How about that? Been on vacation.
That's always fun. Oh, yeah. Time off work. Yeah, right?
A self-imposed vacation because...
This is the best kind.
Starting a new job the 31st, if all goes well. And she's like, well, I want you to be here. She says, we'll start everything the 31st. I'm like, sweet. Haven't heard from her, so... But, you know, I was like, I'm going to take some time off and just kind of take it easy before I start the new job. So, been playing some Warframe, played some Battlefield 4. I picked up the premium, and yeah, don't give me too much shit about it. Played on Operation Metro. Looks great.
I want to hang him from his heels at this moment.
Why? Is that because you
gave them money? You gave them money, and they still
how are they ever going to learn, Caleb?
Their net code is still busted as shit.
I don't know. I'm a
release DLC. They were supposed to release DLC yesterday.
Yeah.
With 3 hours to go, they tell the people, "Guess what? Sorry, it's not coming out." And it was supposed to be released to everybody yesterday. They said it's not coming to PC at all at the time being. And then nothing ever came this morning. So people just got their hands on it about an hour ago, I think. A little under an hour ago.
Let's see. What else? Oh, get me a new headset.
Yes.
I linked it in chat. A buddy of mine has it, and he was telling me about it. And I was like, nah, I was thinking about it. And it was $100. I'm like, no, don't want to pay that for it. So he texted me today. He's like, dude, the headset's like $60 on Amazon right now. I was like, okie dokie. So
anyway,
I gotta go tomorrow, and I'm returning this. It's not broken. It's just the way it does. I'm returning the Corsair. It's the Corsair headset I got.
Yeah.
So I'm returning it and just wait for the new one, Plantronics one, to come in because it does everything I need. It has a 7.1 sound or 7.1 surround sound card. It's a USB sound card. It also has regular, you know, audio and mic. You know, 3.5mm jacks, and then it comes with an adapter to where it turns it into a single 3.5mm, which is perfect for the PlayStation 4.
Sweetness.
Yes.
Speaking of chat, if you want to join in IRC, head to thenewtech.fm/live. You'll find a web-based IRC client there. Sorry, my brain farted. Just sign in with a name and... we can see you from here. We keep an eye on it throughout the entire show.
We have three viewers.
So if you're not one of our normal viewers and you're not in chat already, head there and join the conversation. I myself, I'm still playing Thief. I think I'm in the middle of chapter 6 of 8, so not too much further on that. I did pick up Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, which I can't wait to play. It's going to be short, but I'm guessing it's good. Nobody's saying it's shit. It's just short. That's the only.
It's at the end.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I won't go into it.
I also picked up Infamous Second Son Limited Edition and SteamWorld Dig, which I might have said last week. We popped in Infamous Second Son. Just before
Infamous
the show.
Infamous 3.
No, because then we're doing the opposite of what they're doing. They're getting rid of the numbers. They don't want to do numbers this whole entire generation, apparently.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. To me, I didn't see any problems with it. Corey had some issues with some of the animations, I guess he was seeing.
Some of the physical animations where he was running around and jumping up, it just didn't look natural or fluid to me. I think Assassin's Creed did it a lot better. It looked kind of like an Uncharted kind of movement, which was kind of finicky at times. But overall, the game looked pretty good.
I've heard nothing but good things about it. I've not really heard anything bad. Like apparently, it's like really, really good.
I believe it. It's stoked. It just surpassed Metal Gear Solid in the UK yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, we have a story on that.
I think somewhere in there. Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I probably have about 12 more hours of gameplay before I get into Second Son. Probably only about hopefully 4 to 6 hours before I can get into Ground Zeroes. Sorry.
I like how you like stop yourself from playing the game. Like you want to play it so bad, but you're like, no, I got to finish this game first and screw that game until I get done.
Shit, that's what they do with fucking Assassin's Creed, dude. I felt just as bad as
long as Gears War. Even after just playing. When I was playing Second Son tonight, I really wanted to continue playing. Yeah, so I had to force myself to stop it.
I'm the type of person, Luke. When this game comes out and I want to play it, guess what? I'm going to play it. Screw waiting. I can't do it.
Well, here's the deal. If I spend $60 on a game, and then anyone comes out that I really, really want to play, and I spend $60 on it, and I start playing the new $60 game, I'm never going to finish this old $60 game.
Which is why you should have probably just let it sit by and lower in price anyway.
Exactly.
Thief, I only wanted to buy because I wanted to support the guys, but now it's kind of up in the air as to whether or not they're doing good.
I think James would have the person to actually, you know, buy it and make sure, because he's that person that always ends up paying more when he downloads it from like the Xbox Live store and shit. So James, what
sometimes.
Sometimes.
I think I'm going to have to change my strategy here. Well, I mean, right now there's no games coming out for a little while that I even care about, I think.
March.
Dying Light's on my...
April.
Yeah, end of March maybe, I think, is something. Or not end of March. End of May, I think, is the next game that I think I want.
Watch Dogs is, what, the 27th or something?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm waiting for. So I have plenty of time to, like...
Somebody call Joe. Mm.
What about... Have they said when PlanetSide was coming out, PlanetSide 2?
I haven't heard a release date, no. I don't have it on my calendar anyways. What is coming up? Well, I had Dying Light on the calendar, but I don't think that's an official date. That was, I think, April 8th or something like that.
I don't know the exact date.
So it doesn't sound right, but I am looking forward to playing that, and I haven't really heard much on it. And also, I did read that they're not going to... Silver... What's their name? Black Silver?
Deep Silver.
Deep Silver. Deep Silver will not be at PAX East. So that I found kind of weird.
I guess who was Deep Silver?
Saints Row 5.
No Sony either, or who is it? Sony or Nintendo aren't going to be at PAX. Microsoft will be.
What is Saints Row going to do again? Seriously,
I don't really think that. I don't really think they don't have anything to push hardware wise or game wise. So everybody who's doing games like Ubisoft is going to be at PAX. So hopefully we'll see some new footage from like Division and whatnot. We got a very small taste of Division.
New Assassin's Creed game? That Chapel, if that was actual gameplay, which it said it was, it's fucking beautiful.
There was a guy who took a weekend, or a little small chunk of his weekend, and recreated it in the Unreal 4 engine, and it looks fucking fantastic. He recreated the inside of the chapel, I want to say.
No, that was a big ass.
Fucking amazing.
That fucking was a huge
ass. I thought that was something else. I thought he was... recreating the Crytek game, Deus Ex, Human Evolution, Revolution, whatever it was.
Deus Ex was not Crytek.
No, Deus Ex was definitely not
Crytek. Okay, we're not Crytek. That's not what it is. It was one of, I don't know if it was, but what he did is he took a picture of the game and recreated it on Unreal Engine 4. That's not what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, from what I saw, he recreated the inside of the chapel or whatever it is that the guy from Assassin's Creed in the new teaser trailer is.
Huh. We must watch two different things.
It might be, yeah. It might very well be. Before we jump into stories, though, I just want to remind everybody to head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/OTR podcast. From there, you might be able to locate our group. Our group is where we actually chat more. You'll still see all the same stories on the page there. And like I said, also go to thenewtech.fm/live or just thenewtech.fm to see all our brother podcasts there. Install.net. I told myself I was going to get that right this time around. Comic-related podcast and a couple of others on there that are kind of in a dormant state at the moment. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into stories. We got a bunch of PS4 updates that are going to be coming out, hopefully, soon-ish.
Eventually.
Eventually. The big news is that that this PS4 patch that's coming out, quote-unquote, soon, is going to have an updated video editor for when we're capturing our gameplay. And we'll actually be able to not only edit them better, but also we'll be able to move them to a USB thumb drive or external drive. Also, they're looking to turn off or give you the option to turn off HDCP so that you can capture gameplay via HDMI.
They should really just let us upload to YouTube at this point.
They should.
Really, it's going to be a runaround. You're going to be able to do it now because you're downloading to
a thumb drive. Then you got to go to your PC, upload it to YouTube. But that's not really a big hassle. There's
an agreement that doesn't allow them to do it.
There's got to be some kind of licensing bullshit.
Most likely.
What else is there? They have some other big updates, they say, that they haven't actually given details on. Also, sorry, they're having another update that is planned to enable you to archive Twitch broadcasts and raise the resolution. So we'll have 1080p captures on Twitch.
720.
720 is what it's currently, I think they said.
I thought they said 720. I could be wrong.
I don't have the exact wording in front of me, but they said it above 720 is what they were saying.
Awesome.
So as soon as we know more about that, as like anything like a release date or anything, we'll update you on that. Also, in a recent interview with Yoshida, I always forget how to pronounce his first name.
Shuhei.
Yeah. Shuhei Yoshida. It's one person you don't want pissed off at you. But anyways, what was it? Jeff Keighley. Is that him? Yeah, he did an interview and misunderstood what he said. He went around telling the interwebs that it was going to enable us to disable the light bar on the PS4 controller completely.
Then he pretty much said you weren't listening to me. You're like, you weren't listening. I said,
yeah. She never replied instantaneously. He's like, I never said turn off. I said dim. so basically,
about that series, as I want to fucking know. It doesn't make any sense.
Because there's groups out there that have gone and taken multimeters and took readings, and it's going to get you a whole extra half hour if you dim the lights and whatnot. It's just, and they said basically, and it's a good reason, I think, the reason why they're not giving you an option to turn it off is so that you can tell when the controller's on. Because there is no other indication, no visual indication, excuse me. Not to mention, if you have multiple controllers, you know whose is whose.
Well, it sounds like this. They're saying that you'll be able to turn to make it very, very dark.
So they said down to 10%, I think he said.
So really, it's that whole indicator of seeing that the controller's on is really kind of pointless now. So why not
just turn it off? With it down to 10%, you'll still be able to tell it's turned on and what color it is.
Depending if you're in a very lit room.
Yeah, you might not be able to. But the camera still has to be able to see it too.
Well, what most people were complaining about is if you were playing in front of your TV, that the light from the controller was...
No way!
I
literally play 4 feet from my screen. Never once had a problem with the.
Me, I don't have a problem. I've actually used it in the dark to actually see what I was doing.
Because my TV is literally right here.
It's a perfect flashlight.
Exactly. It's not great. It didn't put off very far.
Not to mention, I have a charger that you stand the controller up in, and it sits right in front of my TV. So that when I'm charging and it's doing the, yeah, the amber throb, whatever you want to call it, that you can see reflected off my screen.
Yeah,
but never when I'm gaming.
I got smart. Here's what I did. I plugged up my cell phone charger. Well, actually, the adapter for my touchpad, and plugged a micro USB cable into it. So I set it at the couch, and when it starts going down, plug it in.
Nice. Yeah, I have two controllers. So worst case scenario, I just have to get off my ass and switch them out.
All right.
But that's probably your best bet with the DualShock 4, considering how low the battery life is, at least from what I've experienced. I have one controller that can do a half a day's worth of gaming, and I have another controller that can do a full day's worth of gaming. I don't understand the difference, but whatever. Moving on to the next update. Well, it's not really an update, I guess. But anyways, the PlayStation 4, I thought they'd have it under control by Christmas or February, and now they're saying they won't have the stock caught up until summer, basically.
When we actually might.
Yeah, it's a very good thing. Because, we're going to have
a PS4.
Unless you want an Xbox One, you mean?
This is PlayStation 4 we're talking about.
He says it's not good news if you want a PlayStation 4.
Oh, right now. Yeah. It's definitely not a good thing. Amazon actually did have them back in stock. I'm not sure if they still have them or not. But I did see that.
We actually had 13 the other week.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. And how many do you have now?
None.
That's crazy.
But we still have a bunch of Xbox.
It was a little delayed. Uh-huh. And drum roll, zero. Gotcha.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I'm not going to bring that up. But anyways, we know that they've sold 6 million PlayStation 4s worldwide. I can't wait to hear the numbers after Xbox One. When did Xbox One release the 26 extra places yet?
No.
Next month, I believe.
Okay, so I can't wait to see the numbers after that and see where we stand. Maybe in what, May?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. April.
Well, I want to see because a lot of Xbox One fans seem to think that Xbox One is catching up pretty quickly to the PlayStation 4, but we don't have any numbers from Xbox, and we don't really have any updated...
Some jackass on Reddit was like, they're caught up.
I saw it.
They're only 10% behind. What?
I'm like, and where did you get those numbers from? Because they don't exist.
In my mind, where statistics are made up, and the points don't matter.
Well, apparently they think the Titanfall bundle sold a whole lot more than they did.
It wasn't...
Yeah,
okay.
They...
That's the other thing is they also like today, like I shared on chat, that Amazon and a bunch of other places were having a sale. Amazon, for example, had the Xbox One on sale today for $3.99.
That's we'll get to that.
Later. Sorry.
It was $3.99 at some point. But anyways.
Your show notes, man.
PS4 also is going to hopefully be doing some preloading here in the next month, I think it is? In March, April? Yeah,
well,
next month.
It this way. If you're going to do the preloading, which does that mean they're going to have to do a firmware update?
Probably not, but maybe. I don't know.
Well, let's just say a firmware update. That gives you a good timeline when this new firmware would be coming out. Maybe sometime in April?
Maybe. They might string it out, though. You never know. But it's a great idea because at this point right now is where the PlayStation Network sits. You have to wait until the next day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon for it to update before you get a hold of your game that you already pre-ordered, as opposed to midnight when you should be getting it like the rest of the world.
Well, I guess when everybody and their brother has a PlayStation, that's your problem.
Well, I mean, and now if they allow preloading, what it'll do is you can download it maybe a month before time, and then midnight the night of, it would unlock, and you'd be able to play it, as opposed to waiting for the PlayStation.
What do you call it? It's Bioshock Steam? Infinite. I bought that. I had downloaded like a week before the game even came out.
Yeah.
I mean, released.
I have a movie from Steam that's coming out, and I preloaded it. Apparently, they haven't released it yet.
Oh, the indie movie game?
Yeah.
The Dota game, I believe, or the Dota movie.
Something. I don't know. Oh, it's a movie that they said free, and I was like, okay, I'll take it.
Is this a documentary?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was purple and black and white. That's all I remember.
Black and yellow.
But yeah, that would be fucking fantastic if they can get that working. That would make me want, at least for the games I know I'm going to want to keep, like Watch Dogs, Destiny, Division, all those are games that I'd want to keep around probably for some time. So I'd probably get those digitally. But so far, I think it's 50-50. I might be buying a little bit more physical than I am digital at this point. At this point, it's a trickle-down effect, I think. I've been playing what games and then passing them off to Will.
Yeah. Well, wait. You sell the games, too.
Wait, can I get in that circle?
Yeah, too.
Can I be the third
one? Yeah, as long as the circle ends with you sending them off to whoever purchases them off of eBay for me.
Oh, darn.
No, I'm just saying, if you, I could send you the game, you play it, and then I sell it on eBay. Or you could send them back to me, whatever, I don't care. Excuse me. Also, sorry, go ahead.
Right, I forgot, I forgot this, but I want to just throw it in here. Walmart is now doing, did we do this last week? But Walmart is now doing used game.
Yeah, we did talk about it last week, but yeah.
I got to remember.
We'll see how they do price-wise.
I actually saw the computer that had it on there, and was it Ghost for the Xbox One was going for like 30-some bucks. Like, that's how much I was going to give it for you. And for the PlayStation 4, it was like 18. I was like,
what?
Yeah, I was like, hey, what the hell? How does that even work?
Best people have it probably. They probably have a lot more PS4 versions of it than the Xbox One version.
That'd be my guess, yeah.
And the same thing with Grand Theft Auto. You turn in Grand Theft Auto like 2 months, or Grand Theft Auto 4 2 months after you bought it, you get like $8 at GameStop because they have 400 of the copies.
Yep. There was a new Vita firmware update. Was that the one that you were talking about earlier there, Caleb?
Yeah.
So now allows you to display up to 500 applications on the home screen.
Now, I have to ask, are there multiple home screens, or is there one home screen that will have 500 icons on
that you can scroll?
Well, I only have...
Yeah, we can see.
You see, you got your stuff bundled in those little circles, but you can... Yeah. Put them on more than one screen, so
okay.
Put some on a different screen, it automatically makes a second. So
is this a like folders kind of like Android and whatnot?
Yeah, see.
Okay, I see them. Gotcha. See, I don't know who would want to have 500 items on there, just you know, on their home screen, unless they're talking about
has one period. I won't
folder and folder. A lot of these updates they're talking about in this firmware update make me want one. calendar application has been added to the PlayStation Vita, allowing you to set up gaming events with your friends, sync your Google Calendar to have all your events on you with your PS Vita. You can also share your favorite events by using the Messenger and email applications, which is awesome. A new managed content on memory card option has been added to the content manager. So in other words, you can now, it's kind of like, it looks a lot like the, sorry, Caleb showing us, talk so that it focuses. It
looks like that's a calendar app. I don't know if you can really tell.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. And I'll show you the content manager.
It looks to me, when I saw it in the screenshot earlier, it looked a lot like the PS4s.
And Caleb, we have a question for you from the chat. Chris would like to know what kind of memory card you use for your Vita.
It uses the memory.
Proprietary. Proprietary, yeah. It's a proprietary.
Use your words.
Mine's a 4 gig one, and I need to get a bigger one because it's not.
Yeah, you need to go to Japan and get your 64 gig.
Yeah.
For $75 or whatever it is.
They're $100 on Amazon or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah, it was expensive.
Yeah, it looks like the one on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yep, that's what I saw in the screenshots. That's cool. Moonlit just got a regular PSP. Hey, Moonlit, I got a video for you. It's an after show of the making a Pandora battery.
So, don't do it.
Remember to drain your battery
first.
Unless
you
want to
call the Center for Disease Control at 2 in the morning.
But yeah, we have a lovely video on our YouTube channel. I don't know what our YouTube channel address is, otherwise I'd tell you. I think it's OTR Logic Slayer.
Beats me.
I don't know. Search for the OTR podcast on YouTube. You'll find it. I have it shared on there. It's just the after effects of what a Pandora battery can do for you and your apartment.
Yeah, we didn't catch the actual act, unfortunately, which would have been epic because it took off like a firework.
It did. It was awesome.
Did you tell them about doing the voice exchange on, you know, like you send the voice app, you know, messages to PlayStation 4?
That was the next thing, I think it is. You can now send and receive voice messages using the Messages application on the PlayStation Vita. So sort of like I think the PS4 does now, or the PS3, PS4.
And I think I would really like if I was to get one, that you or Will got one, because then I could actually use it with other people as compared to when I have the current PSP. Nobody I know has it. Besides Moonlit, and I didn't know Moonlit at the time when I bought it. Or when I got it for Christmas or whatever.
So now you can hook up with him now because he has one.
No, my Wi-Fi doesn't work on it anymore.
The hell did you do?
I have no idea.
Is it just because it's
your Wi-Fi?
It's like a decade old now.
Wait, what kind of wireless encryption do you use on your network?
Oh, that too. That's.
I have no idea. I can't even get to the point where I can enter the password.
I think it only does WIP.
Just bring it over and I'll
take a look at it.
That's probably what it is. Oh, they didn't do a firmware update where it allows higher encryption?
Apparently not.
Sweet. So all we gotta do is look for people with PS Vitas, and then we know they're or PSPs, excuse me, and then we know they're vulnerable.
Vulnerable, y'all.
Hey,
so sorry, go ahead.
As we say, Scythen, yeah. Thankfully, Pandora batteries are no longer needed, but unfortunately, what was it 5 years ago? They were needed at the time for us to do jailbreaking.
And I almost set our apartment on fire. It was pretty
cool. It wasn't set on fire. It was filled with a bunch of noxious gases.
Yes.
Which is awesome. A normal thing for two guys living in a bachelor pad, but more so, these were actual noxious gases that were probably going to kill us, so we stayed in.
So we put Facebook on your face. Anyways, moving on. Last week we mentioned that the Titanfall brought the Xbox One sales in the UK up by 96%. This week, Infamous Second Son brought it up, brought their PS4 One sales. Jesus Christ, James, get it together. PS4 sales up 106%. Now, really, that doesn't say much of anything because we don't know what the actual numbers were. They're just throwing up percentages that aren't relative to each other. But I think that's very cool that Second Son is a technical system seller over there then at this point.
Most likely, yeah. I mean, if you got something like 106%, I mean, they were already selling relatively well in the UK. So for it to jump by 106%, it sounds like it became a system seller in and of itself.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming at all.
And considering it you know, it did come out the same week as Metal Gear Solid 5, Ground Zeroes, Dark Souls 2, and, well, of course, Titanfall, which was not really a competitor to the Sony, the PlayStation 4, per se. But that's definitely good news for Sucker Punch and good news for Sony that it sounds like it's going to be a very big seller for them, which was to be expected.
Yeah. With all the pushing they've been doing for it and how it basically created what the DualShock 4 is now.
I suppose. I don't really know the backstory behind that.
Well,
did you see where they're talking about what happens when your DualShock 4 dies in Infamous, what he does? Like, if your controller dies and you're in-game, he will actually go somewhere and hide.
What?
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's crazy. There was cool, like, just the first, 10, 15 minutes that we were playing, they had you, the first thing they said is, hold your controller sideways. And I'm like, what? And what they did is they emulated the DualShock 4 as being a spray paint, basically. And when you shook it, you could hear the sound of the ball bearing shaking in the speaker, which was really, really cool. And so they had you use the R2 trigger to basically spray, and you could actually move, and it would spray. You're doing basically like
stencil.
Stencil, thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for. Yeah, like a stencil over the guy, over an advertisement. It looked really cool the way they did that. I don't know. I want to have
gun games like that now.
They probably won't have anything like that ever again in the game.
Maybe, but I mean, I'm saying, like, you know, you were able to hold it like it was a gun. Like it,
almost.
It's fucking sweet.
That would be sweet. I mean, it was pretty damn accurate from where I was pointing it, too, so they could probably get away with doing a gun game or a first-person shooter type game like that.
Like maybe even just like a on rails dead.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Virtual cop type stuff.
Yeah.
Kinda. Maybe they'll just need to get like a
House of the Dead. That's what I was thinking of.
Reticle on the
time
screen.
Crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, I thought that was just really cool. Nothing massive or groundbreaking, but it was just cool. Excuse me. There was also news that the PS1 and PS2 titles. Support for PS1 and PS2 games will be coming to the PS4 along with native 1080p. Rendering for select titles.
I would definitely take it in a grain of salt because I saw it was like rumored. It wasn't exactly a.
This is just coming from an insider who has been fairly accurate in the past. They were talking. I forgot his fucking name. I didn't put it here in
Neo
the
Geo? Probably link. Neo something. Neo Gaff.
Neo Hots. But, no.
So is this going to be support for disc-based?
No.
So it's going to be Gaikai, what they've already said they were going to do anyway?
Or maybe like the Nintendo Store.
The way you put it, it says local PS2/PS1 support.
Yeah, if you were going to describe using discs, I'd say native. I wouldn't say local.
But didn't they say that wasn't possible? Backward compatibility with the
native
PS4 was
wouldn't be. Not well, possible. I mean, technically you could just put an emulator in there that reads the disc. I don't think there's anything special with the disc reader, so I don't know.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of a big deal back when it was first launched.
We'll see. I'm sure we'll see. A lot of these things will be shown to be true or not in the E3, which is coming, in June?
I believe so.
So that's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait for E3. E3 is going to be huge.
Hopefully.
I just have a feeling it's going to be. We'll have to see. Blu-ray and media player updates. Nobody gives a fuck because nobody uses their shit like that. VR demos, which they're going to be showing off. We just watched one before the show, actually, that showed off I think they called it what, Deep Blue or something? The Deep?
The Shark.
The Shark Tank, yeah. And then the Shark came and took the fucking cage apart. they were also showing like a sword fighting one, which was cool because the guy was actually able to reach out and grab like the guy's arm and rip off his arm and throw it. It was really cool. And this was all with Project Morpheus, of course. Also, there's talk that they'll be launching PlayStation Now at E3. Could happen.
Coincides with what they said.
What's up?
It coincides with what they said. They said the summer, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. Titanfall for Xbox 360 was pushed back yet again. So now it does not come out until, what, April 8th for the 360?
And April 11th in Europe.
And, yeah.
I couldn't imagine how it's going to look on the Xbox 360. I mean, like, seriously, like, I mean, is, I don't know how the X360 is going to handle it.
I'm going to guess, like, shit. it sounds like they're having a hard time keeping the frame rate.
And it also sounds like the article's pretty cynical. It says apparently EA is giving the developer Blue Point Games, which unfortunately is not Infinity Ward, obviously, or I'm sorry, Respawn, an extra 2 weeks to improve the game because a lot can be done to improve a game 2 weeks before its launch, definitely.
Very true. Let's see, moving on. I think we've touched on this in some of our very early podcasts.
How's this still going?
Band Hero, DJ Hero, and Guitar Hero DLCs are finally coming to an end.
I thought they ended like
March
31st.
I think we talked about the end or something.
They should really just give away free ones for the, just like the entire store is free for the last 3 days.
From now until they kill it off on March 31st, which is, damn, less than a week, they'll be doing, what, 50% off all tracks?
That's still, I don't know.
It's a money grab. That's all they want.
Absolutely. It's like, hey, we're going out, so stock up on stuff while you can, basically.
That's great. I don't even have the console anymore. but, yeah, I think we talked about it like one of our first like 20 episodes or something like that. It was really early. Moving on, as Will said earlier, there was a glitch. It was a hard to explain. It was a mistake made by Amazon. That allowed you to purchase the Xbox One for how much was it? $350 or $400? $400, right?
$400, yeah.
So
and,
it's a $50.
I believe that was. I don't know if that was a Titanfall. No, that was the.
That was the Xbox Forza 5 bundle.
Yeah. And then the other one, the one that was when they finally got done fixing the glitch, it came out to $479.
Yeah, which is still not bad. I mean, because when it comes to the game, you got to kind of add the price of the game into it. I mean, that's what we did with the PlayStation 4 when it first came out, when it was bundled. So you're getting a pretty decent deal on Xbox One, almost equal to the PS4.
Yeah.
And I'd say now would have been a perfect time to get one if you've been holding out since December. Does anybody want an Xbox One still?
No. Nope.
Corey does.
I do.
I'm still
in about 3 years, sure.
I'm still on the fence. I think if I could get it for $350, I'd probably get it.
$350 is pushing it. Maybe $3.
Yeah.
I mean, if I get Forza 5 and Titanfall with it, absolutely $350.
That's what I was saying earlier today. If an Xbox One came with Titanfall and Forza 5, I'd $350. I'd do it.
I would sell all of my games and just buy an Xbox One. Most of my games.
Anywho. moving on. I somehow duplicated that story. Awesomeness. The story of Bioshock Infinite concludes today with Burial at Sea, Episode 2. I still haven't got to play the first one yet, so no spoilers, please.
There have I.
But I am definitely looking forward to it, considering this is the last of Irrational's work. And also it closes Bioshock Infinite, which ended great. If anybody hasn't played it yet, they really fucking need to.
I still need
I'm looking
to.
At you, no Corey. Spoilers.
It's a little bitchy about the ending, too. It's like they can't...
Careful.
Yeah.
Sorry. I haven't played it yet. I do own it, so I do want to play it at some point.
I didn't have a problem.
I love the game was great and the ending was awesome. That's all I'm going to say.
It was this.
Yeah.
for those of you not playing the
really
video,
it's really impressive for Irrational to be able to consistently do that.
Yeah.
For people to go into expecting some kind of a twist and then have them still pay off.
Yep. Indeed.
My mouth was dropped, but at the end of my mouth, I was like,
All right, so. Hey, Will. What does 16 hours of gaming and too many energy drinks give you?
Well, this guy's an idiot because me and Buck, one day I was back working at Mobile. We played from, I want to say, 7 p.m. the previous night. I was up 24 hours straight. I came home and kept playing, and he was still playing, and I joined him. So I don't know what he was doing wrong, but I did about 20 hours one time.
This is not endurance. This is the fact that he drank four liters of energy drinks.
Four liters.
On the can, it says that you should only have one.
Two. I think, at max a day.
And this guy drank the equivalent of two liters of energy drink. He's fucking insane.
He would have been better off taking five-hour energies.
And he's only 14. What the fuck? Why is a 14-year-old drinking energy drinks?
His fucking liver is gone.
Like we were.
I don't think I ever drank energy drinks.
I'm just saying, like, he probably had an all-night gaming session like we always did, and then he was just like, man,
That was with soda. That wasn't with, like...
I know! Yeah. I'm saying that he was dumb like us, where he was staying up all night doing stuff, and then it was maybe just like a dare. He thought it would be a good idea to drink energy drinks.
We're playing on a school's land. Are they talking about, like, at 14, you're not on, like, a campus, like a dormitory or anything.
Did they say when this happened? Because it is spring break right now.
Oh, shit, he slipped into a coma. I didn't even see that part. Wow.
Yeah. He went into a coma he spent 13 days in the hospital and still has to take drugs to control his blood pressure.
That's crazy.
What a fucking idiot. I mean,
that man will never touch a Red Bull in his life again, I guarantee it.
It's his parents.
Yeah, F and Toast is perfectly right. He would have been better off doing coke.
Yeah. Literally, he could have done five lines of coke, he'd been fine.
This is true.
He would have been
taking his drinks like water, and I'm on Adderall.
That explains a lot, Kai. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I drink energy drinks on Adderall too. So
I drink one energy drink a day, not every day, but
a good portion of them.
It's like my coffee. So fuck
and off. Are we gonna blame this now on Call of Duty? He didn't do a coma because he was playing Call of Duty, or are we actually gonna fucking say it's because he's stupid and drinking?
Because he's an idiot.
No, his parents need to be charged with neglect. That's what needs to happen.
Well, if he was at school, and it's Norwegian, so yeah.
Whoever responsible for that child at the time needs to be charged with something.
Well, yeah, that's what we have over here. Over there, it might be completely different.
I'm
hearing an echo, a slight one, but not too bad. That's it for the stories I actually have notes for. I don't know if anybody wants to touch on any of the extra stories that we have down at the bottom there.
Well, I think the one day
patch. Oh, EA is out of the running for the worst company in America this year.
Who finally took over?
The Time Warner.
Apparently, Time Warner is top of the line, Ben.
Pays my fucking cable bill $5.
Sons of bitches.
Worst company in America. Here you come, motherfuckers.
They keep on sending me flyers in the mail. Like, I mean, we're Bright House, but technically it's still Time Warner, but it's Bright House now down here. They keep on sending me deals in the thing that are still more expensive than the base price for one of the deals I got from Verizon. It's hilarious. Here, $99 for internet and internet TV, and it's only 30 megabytes. I can get TV and internet megabits. I get the internet and TV on Verizon for 80, and they want to charge 99 plus taxes and state taxes too.
It's different in different areas. They're doing some kind of thing here for like $80. I don't know.
I found out why my cable bill went up $5. Apparently, when I introduced myself to 60 megabits per second, there was some kind of introductory thing for 12 months. So when that 12 months was up, they added the $5 back to my bill. And I can stop bitching, apparently. But was an interesting tidbit. Epic Games wants to see Twisted Fate. Yes, Kai and Tai are community member is working on a game called Twisted Fate. I think he's working on porting it over to Unreal 4. And I think some exchanges were done on Twitter, and Epic Games wants to actually see his game, which is really cool, and we're excited for him. And Where's our teasers? We want some teaser trailers.
Send us some money when you get a bunch.
Yeah, I actually am really actually interested in seeing something in the Unreal 4 engine. So if you could send us any kind of footage, I'll sign an NDA if necessary. But I wouldn't mind taking a look at it. Does anybody else have anything else story-wise?
I do, thanks to Moonlit, unfortunately. And I think we mentioned this before the show. Facebook is buying the Oculus Rift VR for $2 billion.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, Facebook is purchasing the Oculus Rift for $2 billion.
It's a very smart move on their part.
What?
It's going to be shit, though, because they're talking about how it's going to be able to be used to, like, sitting courtside game with the Oculus Rift instead of going to a game, having face-to-face experiences with, like, doctors and stuff. It all sounds great, but you know it's just going to be hoarded out for all kinds of microtransactions.
I know. I'm saying it's a great business decision. I mean, think about it. I mean, like, you have one of the only three known tops VR headsets in the world. It's like Google buying, having all their stuff, like the email.
I agree, but I'm saying that I was looking forward to the Oculus Rift as a gaming peripheral and maybe some other stuff, and now it's going to be hoarded out for a bunch of different things. The good thing is that we have the Project Morpheus now, but that's going to be PlayStation exclusive, whereas the Oculus could have been PC and maybe Xbox, I'm not sure.
Give me a farm bill on the motherfucking Oculus Rift, I'm telling you right now.
Right, exactly.
Look, I can play Candy Crush right from my fucking face.
What engine did I say? He's corrected me to Unreal 4. Didn't I say Unreal 4?
I believe it was Unreal 4.
Okay.
We said Unreal 4.
I just wanted to make sure. Also, he says that PC, Xbox One, PS4, all confirmed as being platforms for the release. Cool.
Well, it also gives Oculus Rift or whoever, I mean, if... I know they had $300,000 on their Kickstarter or whatever it was, but with that kind of infusion of money, it's probably going to make it. It's going to be shitty as with Facebook, but injecting a lot of money into that is going to be amazing.
And I thought it was more or less, Oculus Rift understood with Morpheus coming out and getting as much buzz and having Sony backing it, that even as much money as they've made, they're going to have to push it some other way to make it a competitor to having a Sony-backed product.
All the money they've made their money back, because I mean they're the ones that developed, they, you know, worked their asses off and they got $2 billion. I mean, shit. I think
Moonlit makes a good point. There has been talk from multiple sources saying that Microsoft is also working on their own VR.
It's not surprising to me. I think it's going to be the new tablet.
Just so you know, James, that link I put in chat would be something
you're
interested in.
ViralNova/TinyHouseProject. It has to at least be 3 times the size. Oh, yeah, I did see that, Scython. Microsoft did release the MS-DOS source code for the, museum or whatever. I did see that today. Also, Microsoft Word, I think, for Windows 3.1 or some shit. They released the source code for. Everybody's heading out of chat. We're out of stories. Anybody else got anything else they want to mention?
Negatory.
Nope.
Well, don't forget to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/OTRpodcast, and check out thenewtech.fm. That's where you'll find all our brother podcasts as well as our podcast. I can talk tonight, I swear. It's just the caffeine talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 16 liters of it.
16 liters. Woo! I see sounds.
That was my phone.
I think that was Corey vibrating. I don't know. Anyways, this has been James for the OTR podcast.
It's been Shooter McGavin.
What?
Come on, Corey.
The fuck happened there? Should we start that over again?
You glitched the fuck out.
Well, it's your turn, you stupid dick.
I
said Shooter McGavin. And I passed it on to you, Corey. You didn't fucking say anything.
You glitched the fuck out, bro.
Yeah, you glitched. We didn't see shit.
Oh,
anyways,
this is... man. That was great, man. That's Caleb. That was fucking awesome.
That was fucking good. He's like, Shooter McGavin.
Well, complete fail on my part. It was glitch. We'll go back to the tape.
We'll go back to the tape and see what happened. But anyways, now I was slightly frozen. Anyways, the OTR podcast.
I'm gonna fucking shoot all of you.
Will I am.
We're not gonna end this show.
Corey!
Caleb!
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We'll see you next week.
Peace! Woo-hoo!
You gotta see that, too. That was fucking hilarious.
Shooter McGavin over here. Yeah, I'll have to fucking end this thing, and then we can go back and look.
A succinct show. I'm not sure that's a good or a bad thing.
Our show is usually a basic.